Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane. We're talking cattle market transparency in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Farmers throw a big curveball at wheat diseases that they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't handle Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance and acid soil tolerance. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Ethan Lane is the Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, heading up their Washington, D.C. office, and had the chance to talk with him about a variety of things going on this last week in Nashville at the Cattle Industry Convention, including a successful outcome in the Marketing Committee meeting where they got the latest update on the first two quarters of the 75% plan in cattle market transparency.
Well, it certainly looks like from the data that the numbers are up. We're seeing a significant increase in cash trade across all of those regions, in particular those regions where we know ground needed to be made up. I think anyone who's been watching this conversation over the last few months, especially the Senate hearings and the House hearing that we've seen in the last 6 weeks, can see that there's a lot of consensus about transparency. There's a lot of consensus on some of these items that are going to help move the needle and allow producers to have a better bargaining position in that packer-seller negotiation. Some of the reports coming out of USDA are helpful with that, the new reports that are out this week, but also continuing to work on a cattle contract library, really buckling down on LMR reauthorization over the next year and making sure that we make some changes there. There's a lot of work to be done. Clearly, there's a lot of benefit we can pick up sort of tuning this system up. It works really well for a small group of folks that really understand the detail, and it doesn't work for the vast majority of producers. We need to be able to arm them with just as much information as everybody else in the conversation so that they can go into that negotiation eyes wide open and knowing what's possible with their cattle. So we're hopeful that that's where we're headed. It sure felt like that's where the room was too. All players in the room seem to be focused on that. So we're going to really start digging into some of those other components of leverage and transparency in the market over the next couple months. That's going to be an exciting conversation to have. You know, the working group we've had has been very tailored. It's been very narrowly focused on price discovery, right? It's been very narrowly focused. That's what they've found is they keep bumping into glass walls. You know, hey, there's other pieces of this we need to dive into, but they can't get into it given that structure. This is going to allow us to explore some more of that in a working group format that's going to allow us to generate some movement. So we're looking forward to that.
You mentioned reauthorization of the LMR. Well, I mean, it's going to be expiring pretty quickly.
Well, it is, but I think we can probably safely assume that it's going to get renewed at the end of September along with that spending package. If they're going to keep the government open, they're going to keep LMR going. And if that's till December, you know, depending on how long they do the spending stopgap for, if they punt to December to get a final, you know, omnibus done, most likely we'll see another extension through September 30th of 2022. That gives everybody a little bit more time to work on a five-year full re-auth. And I think that's going to be the goal is, you know, hey, let's kind of figure out if there's some common ground here we can work on and get something done. Because, you know, remember, the issues holding up LMR in the past haven't been us in the last, you know, year. That's been some of the other proteins. So I think we're just kind of working on what would be helpful to put some of these issues to bed and get us to a better spot. So we're going to be engaging in that conversation. And if they extend it, then we've got a little time to work on that.
Felt that those that have been on this general issue of cattle market price discovery mandated type thing, which NCBA currently continues to be officially against, you feel that Mr. Grassley and the others, you're going to be able to hold them at bay for a while?
You know what? Our job hasn't been to hold them at bay. We have producers on all sides of this thing. You know, we have states that very much want to see Grassley's bill move forward. We have states that very much want to see, you know, Senator Fisher's bill move forward. We have states that don't want to see either of those bills move forward. Our job has been to continue to keep Congress informed about the different perspectives on this, what we're seeing in our volunteer working group, what's working and what's not, and keeping the education process going. I mean, that's really the best role we can play here, and that's a lot of what we're doing. What's the market actually doing? How much negotiated trade are we actually seeing? You know, are some of these initiatives doing what we think they're going to do? You know, do we think the leverage situation is going to change over the next 6 months? Those have been productive conversations. I think Congress is really getting a first-class education in cattle markets right now, and that's probably not the worst thing in the world. I mean, I think what they're finding is what we've been saying for years. This is the most complex commodity market on planet Earth. And it is not a very simple A to B transaction. We have managed to make this about as complicated as it gets. And so it's taken them some time to really get up to speed on the nuances of that. So I think as they've done that, they have figured out that there are no easy solutions. I think they have figured out that, you know, broad strokes, you know, national level mandates aren't probably going to be the kind of fix that everyone is going to need to this issue. That's probably not the worst thing in the world. So they're going to keep looking for some ways to help. They're looking at that processing capacity component. They're looking at the transparency component. I would expect to see legislators continue to find ways to pick and choose pieces of that move the needle for producers.
Head of the Washington, D.C. office of NCBA, Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranches wants to invite you to the big event. The big event is the annual production sale of Express Ranches, the nation's largest seed stock operation. It'll be happening Friday and Saturday, August 20th and 21st at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 head will sell starting 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, August 20th, and then 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 21st. The big event sale continues. For details, go to expressranches.com. That's expressranches.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.